Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Space, a final frontier.
It was 50 years ago that Star Trek the TV series first aired across America.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
Introducing us to Captain Kirk, Spock, and the crew of the Starship Enterprise, who have remained our space-age companions for the last half century.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Tomorrow, Star Trek Beyond, the third movie in a rebooted Star Trek film franchise, opens in theaters. Pop culture writer Ethan Gilsdorf is a contributor to WBUR's The Artery and the Boston Globe, and he joins us now from Rhode Island Public Radio to give us a peek at the new film. Welcome to Radio Boston, Ethan.
Thanks for having me, Indira.
Absolutely. So you grew up watching the TV series and the films that followed. How does the newest movie compare to the classic Star Trek episodes?
Well, that's a great question because, of course, I think for a lot of fans, there's always that interesting thing that goes on in their mind between, you know, their vision of the franchise and kind of the reality. This is yet another adventure in the series, and it feels very much in the spirit of the original series as well as in the other. Well, there's been a total now of 13 films that have been made over the years in addition to, you know, the various television series. So it's another continuing adventure.
Well, I've seen film critics write that the new movie doesn't break boundaries, but that's not a bad thing. The Boston Globe's film critic Ty Burr wrote, "Star Trek Beyond plays like an episode of the old Star Trek TV series. This, I submit, is what's so enjoyable about it." Do you agree?
I do. And actually, there's a funny moment that the new movie Star Trek Beyond opens with Captain Kirk. Chris Pine plays Captain Kirk, and he's sort of musing about life in space and sort of the problems of staying engaged with his job. And he sort of says things have started to feel a little episodic here on the USS Enterprise. And it's a nice little tongue-in-cheek nod to this, but you're absolutely right. And I think Ty's right as well. I mean, there's not a lot of new ground being broken here. I think some of the same themes, some of the same ideas, the reasons why we love these characters and love the show are all in display here. There's all that wonderful interaction between Kirk and Spock and Dr. McCoy and, of course, a new villain to conquer, strange new worlds to explore. It's all there.
All right. Well, let's listen to a clip from Star Trek Beyond. Here's Chris Pine as Captain Kirk.
I know this isn't the last of my crew. But this is my last report as the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Ooh, drama. Same character, slightly different scenario, of course, different actors. What are the main obstacles that the characters face in this version, Star Trek Beyond?
So in this version, the USS Enterprise receives a distress call from another alien race. They go off to check it out, and the menacing villain named Krall, who's played behind a mask, so you can't quite see his face, by Idris Elba, is the nemesis, and you know the Enterprise ends up crash landing on this planet, and they have to figure out a way off the planet. And what's interesting about this one is the crew members sort of get scattered into different configurations that you wouldn't normally expect. So Spock and Bones are kind of stranded together. Kirk and Chekhov are stranded together. And Sulu and Uhuru, as well as Scotty back, on a different ship that he discovers with another local native alien warrior woman. So, you know, they're all kind of there together doing what I think many of us remember from the original series, as well as the reboot movies. You know, living by their wits and trying to solve a problem to kind of figure out a way to defeat the villain and get back together again.
All right. Well, Boston does have a unique connection to Star Trek that not everyone might know about. The actor who played the original Spock grew up here. That's Leonard Nimoy. And a couple years ago, he spoke to Radio Boston about the neighborhood where he grew up.
I wish I could go back to my roots. I can't. They're gone. I'm still emotionally connected to what it was when I was living there and when I left Boston, which was 1949. I was 18 years old and left the West End.
And then Bostonians have another Trekkie experience to look forward to, William Shatner, who was, of course, the original and, in my view, the best ever, Captain Kirk, is going to attend the Boston Comic Convention in August. Here he is in a 1968 Star Trek episode, Return to Tomorrow, in which the characters are trying to decide whether to make contact with a new planet.
Dr. McCoy is right in pointing out the enormous danger potential in any contact with life and intelligence as fantastically advanced as this. But I must point out that the possibilities, the potential for knowledge and advancement is equally great.
In your Boston Globe article on Star Trek's 50th anniversary, you wrote that even William Shatner is amazed that people still love Star Trek half a century later. He says the fact that you and I are talking about it half a century later is a phenomenon beyond belief. Why? Why does it still resonate with us now?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And I did have a chance to interview Shatner, and we talked about this a little bit. And if absolutely, you know, what you just said is true. He didn't really expect that this was going to last much longer than the three seasons that it lasted on television. And in fact, it, had a very short life in its original run. And I think that one of the things he mentioned was that the show was very adept at kind of finding a way to comment on current social problems, whether it's racial unrest or the Vietnam War, through the guise of these episodes of these, you know, foreign explorations and strange new worlds. That was an important aspect of the show. And the other was that simply, you know, it provided a model for cooperation and everybody, you know, working together across race, across nationality and ethnicity to boldly go where no man has gone before and to be, you know, part of something big.
And we will be going there again this weekend. Line up for your tickets. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Ethan Gilsdorf, a contributor to WBUR's The Artery and a contributor to the Boston Globe. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Indira Lakshmanan. Join us tomorrow.